You're listening to SBS News.
I just want to say that it augurs well for this parliament because the weather today is spectacular. The calm on that lake, the sun, the clear skies, in a remarkably cold time for Canberra.
That's Australia's Governor-General Sam Mostyn welcoming the cohort of new members to Canberra in a formal ceremony days ahead of the official start of Parliament. Among the new arrivals is Matt Smith, a standout among Labor's coterie at more than 2 metres in height. The former basketball player is now in Canberra after taking the far north Queensland seat of Leichhardt from the Coalition for the first time in almost 2 decades. He's a vocal advocate for the far north and has made clear on his own social media that adjusting to life in Canberra has not been without challenges.
Now, I'm going for a walk here in Canberra. Obviously, the chihuahuas aren't here with me, but it's cold. It is so, so cold. Look, if there was ever an excuse to go to far north Queensland, because right now at Trinity Beach it's 20 degrees and you could be watching the sun come up over the ocean. It would be beautiful.
Then there's New South Wales One Nation Senator Warwick Stacey, who dropped out of high school and headed to France, where he worked as a handyman and English teacher before joining the British Army. He eventually settled into a job as a kidnap and response consultant, advising clients on ways to navigate kidnappings, and even planning and implementing a ransom delivery to Somali pirates. Ahead of the federal election in May, Senator Stacey told 2GB Radio his past life experience offers him an important point of difference from other politicians and keeps him connected to voters.
When I was trained at Sandhurst, the motto of Sandhurst is serve to lead. And as a leader, you put your men, your people before yourself. And that is certainly not being done by the so-called leaders that we have in Parliament today. Okay. They're not putting Australia and Australians first.
These new faces are among about 40 politicians who are entering Parliament for the first time. During the event for new and returning politicians hosted by the Governor-General at Government House, Prime Minister Albanese reminded newcomers to take their responsibilities seriously.
It is such a privilege to sit either in the House of Representatives or the Senate, and something that none of us should ever take for granted. There are always far more people wanting to be in this position than can fulfil it, and it is an honour each and every day.
And while he skipped the ceremony at Government House, National Party's Barnaby Joyce has echoed this sentiment, telling Seven Sunrise, working in politics is a privilege not to be taken lightly.
I had to split firewood and check the cattle before I headed off for a while. But look, it's really important. It's an incredible honour to come in the door here. It's an incredible honour to work here. And you've got to understand, part of the ritual is Government House.
Alongside those new to Parliament House, there are some old hands as well. Goldstein MP Tim Wilson, for example, is no stranger to politics and returns to Parliament as the only Liberal to win back their seat from a Teal independent at the 2025 election. Both major parties are stepping into Parliament with a few items already on the agenda. Back in May, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese made it clear what his first task would be.
What is the first item on the agenda for you?
20% cut in student debt, as I promised.
Employment Minister Amanda Rishworth has already flagged the government wants to introduce a bill to protect penalty rates for award workers. The legislation would ensure workers on award wages can't have their penalty rates reduced in return for higher rates of base pay, if that would leave individual workers worse off.
We know that there are a number of cases on foot in the Commission where workers' take-home pay could be reduced, and we want to make it clear in law that these penalty rates and overtime rates should be protected because we don't want people earning less and working harder.
And Liberal Senator Dave Sharma has told Sky News improving productivity will be high on his party's list.
We need to fix our productivity. We need to improve our living standards. We need to get government spending under control. We need to balance the fiscal books again. We will work with Labor constructively on all of those if they are prepared to actually grasp the nettle and deal with these challenges.
Also looming large is the prospect of new childcare safety laws. Legislation to strip childcare centres of federal funding if they do not meet national safety standards will be brought to federal parliament when it resumes. Attorney General Michelle Rowland has told Sky News the government is also working with states and territories on developing a national register of childcare workers.
We've got different states and territories with their own schemes for working with children checks and reportable conduct. They do not talk to other states and there's no system of oversight.
The new term will see Labor with an increased majority, holding 94 of the 150 seats in the House of Representatives after a landslide election win. The win has Prime Minister Albanese returning to Parliament in high spirits.
Look, we have a clear plan for the second term of government, and I will work constructively with the Parliament as I did in the first term. And what I want to see is a positive agenda going forward, and we'll see how we go.
Opposition leader Susan Lee says the Coalition are ready to support policies in the national interest, including new childcare legislation. But she says they also return to Parliament ready to put up a fight.
Australians deserve the strongest possible opposition. Now, Mr. Albanese is giving interviews and he's suggesting that we should just get out of the way. Well, we won't be getting out of the way. If they bring forward legislation that is not in the national interest and it is not in the interests of Australians, then we will fight them every step of the way.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.